is item number two, PR 2022-007141, minor plat application 2026-0003. Bohannon Houston Incorporated, agent for CSBCPC Rio GAFA LLC, request the aforementioned action for all or portion of lot tract B1, Heritage Marketplace, zoned MXL, located at 1700 Unser Boulevard Northwest between Unser Boulevard and Hanover Road Northwest, containing approximately 9.054 acres in area. Do we have a member of the applicant team this morning? Ms. Klein, are we back to you, or is that somebody else?
Yes, sir. We're back to me. Okay. Kelly Klein with Bohannon Houston.
Go ahead, please. Let me swear you in, and then I'll give you an opportunity to explain your request. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, please.
Yes, so coming in now with a subdivision of a parcel, we would like to separate the two parcels in, or the one parcel into two separate parcels, tract B1A and tract B1B. This is, we're just coming in for a platting action. There's no site plan associated with it. It's in support of the ABC comprehensive plan, promoting efficient development patterns, infill developments, providing West Side jobs for the potential users there. And it's in an area of consistency to ensure that the development and it reinforces the character of the surrounding built environment. We understand that in order to comply, we needed to have sidewalks built. And so an infrastructure list is accompanying this request and was provided as both in an email to staff and then uploaded to ABQ plan. And we stand for any questions.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Klein. Let me now move to any members of the public that would like to provide a comment or have questions about item number two. That's PR 2022-007141. If you're a member of the public and you'd like to testify, if you just let us know by raising your hand. Not seeing anyone as I scroll through the participant list. Last call for anyone wishing to provide testimony on item number two, PR 2022-007141. All right, Ms. Klein, if you'll sit tight, we'll hear from our DFT representatives, and then I'll come back to you, okay? Mr. Gutierrez, let's begin with Water Authority comments, please. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead, please.
Water Authority has no objection on this one. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Mr. Ibarra, are we back to you for code?
Yes, Mr. Officer.
All right, very good. Thank you. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
What are code comments, please?
Code enforcement didn't provide any comments for this request.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Mr. Rodenbeck, are we back to you for Parks and Rec? All right. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, please.
Thank you, sir. Jay Rodenbeck speaking on behalf of Parks and Recreation. So in their memo, they note that they have no objections to the requested action. Kelly, they do have, it looks like, some FYI comments for future development. There's an existing paved use multi-trail, or sorry, a paved multi-use trail along Unser Boulevard, and all design standards in the IDO related adjacency, proximity, visibility, et cetera, from a city trail will apply. And then they cite, circulation, 5.3C general access and circulation, 5.3D pedestrian circulation, 5.5 of the IDO parking and loading, 5.6 landscaping, buffering, screening, 5.7 walls and fences. And they note that please keep all vertical obstructions a minimum of 3 feet from the edge of the existing paved multi-use trail. And then it looks like we have city forestry comments, which note that mature trees exist at the site. And they cited the sensitive lands analysis provision pertaining to large strands of mature trees. They shall not be disturbed during the development process. and that urban forestry has determined that any development occurring at the site may not impact existing trees. Please consult with urban forestry for future development of Track B. And they note, they urban forestry note, or city forestry notes that three trees will be required, 25 feet off center, spacing no less than 20 feet from the back of curb along Unser Boulevard Northwest. And it looks like that concludes their comments and their memo.
All right, thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Ms. Klein, any questions about those parks, comments?
This is Kelly Klein with Manhattan, Houston. No, not at this time. We'll coordinate with them to get a depiction of where they believe these mature trees are located.
Right, thank
Thank
you,
you.
Ms. Klein. All right, let's do hydrology comments next. Mr. Chen, let me swear you in real quick. Sir, do you swear affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. What are hydrology comments, please?
Hydrology has an approved conceptual gradient drainage plan with engineer stamp date of September 30th, 2022. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chen. Mr. Army Hill, let's go to you next for transportation comments. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide in this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead, please.
Okay, so I'm going to change my comments on the fly. Existing and proposed sidewalks shown on sidewalk exhibit meet requirements. I did not originally see the infrastructure list in our file folder, which it looks like it was a mistake on our part. I do see that you did email that to us. I did look at it, and so we're good there. So we have no objections there. Any future development will require an approved TCL prior to site plan or building permit. Also, a traffic scoping form would need to be submitted to determine if TIS would also be required.
Mr. Armijo, thank you. Mr. Rodenbeck, I see that your hand's up. Let me swear you in, then I'll give you an opportunity to testify. Do you swear affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, sir.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Thank you, Mr. Hinault. Ernest, I just have a question regarding the infrastructure list. Are they good with the DPM requirements with the existing sidewalks? They don't need an infrastructure list? Or did you discover an
Well,
infrastructure
they do
list?
need an infrastructure list. They had emailed us one. It just didn't get copied into the project file.
Yeah, and I think that was because they were going to tie, well, they were originally going to tie it to the site plan, and they wanted to tie it to the plat rather than the site plan, which made sense in the case that that site plan was just removing these tracks from a governing site plan for subdivision, I believe. So, anyways, just want to make sure and got that clarified. So there is an infrastructure list. We do need a financial guarantee. I just need to know that for my conditions of approval.
Yes.
All right, thanks.
All right, Mr. Rodenbeck, are we back to you for planning comments, or is that someone else?
I'll be doing the planning comments, sir.
Okay, all right. Just a reminder, still under oath, and when you get an opportunity.
All right. Thank you, sir. So this is Jay Rodenbeck. Kelly, so just have some pretty basic comments on this plat. We need the application number to be added to the plat. We need the date of the DHO approval to be added to the plat. And we need the AEGIS, AEGIS-DXF file approval. We need a couple new comments that I've been adding to our memos just to make sure we get the correct elements on a plat, per the DPM. We'll need you to provide confirmation if there are any existing easements within, along, or intersecting the plat boundaries as they must be depicted. Can you please provide confirmation on that, Kelly?
Yes, this is Kelly Klein with Bohannon Houston. So you're talking about the actual lot line that we're taking, that there's no easements.
Well, no, this is Jay Rodenbeck. It's more about are you've got your easement notes on there, so I think
Correct.
you got that answered. I'm seeing that on the screen. Do you have any vacations of easement? That's something I like to confirm with plats, because that's a separate application process. Do you have any vacations of easement with this plat in action, Kelly?
This is Kelly Klein with Bohannon Houston. No, we're not at this time requesting any vacations of easements.
Okay, thank you. And then final comment here. Provide confirmation that the existing conditions per 5.2c of the DPM are shown on the plat. I had a screenshot in my memo of the existing conditions. I know this site is vacant, but Just that's something I want to put in the chat as a condition of approval, should the DHO approve your plat. But we'll just need to make sure that any existing conditions are depicted on the plat on the site sketch. And I don't even know if this had a site sketch. And like I said, go through that list of from 52C of the DPM, and if you see anything on there that needs to be on the plat, please add that to the plat. And other than that, Mr. Hiernosser, we just need a record. We'll need, as prior to final sign off of the plat by the city engineer, we'll need a recorded infrastructure improvements agreement based on the infrastructure that is featured on the infrastructure list. Kelly, do you have by any chance that infrastructure list? I'd like to share it on the record. We need to really have this on the record, so that the public can see this.
Yes, this is Kelly Klein. I do have it. Is it something you want me to share my screen with?
I would appreciate that. And
Sure.
if we haven't received it, I need to, I would like to receive a copy too, so that I can put it on in the file. And while you're doing that, I want to add the conditions to the chat.
Thank you, Mr. Runbeck.
So I believe I am sharing my screen. Is it visible to the, I just lost my, you guys. Okay, this is Kelly Klein. Can you see my screen? Okay,
Yes, ma'am.
perfect. So here's the sidewalk that we have listed on the infrastructure list. We have a 5-foot sidewalk on Hanover Road from the existing trail on Unser Boulevard to Market Street. We're adding another 5-foot wide sidewalk on the north private road from Market Street to the private rest road, West Private Road, and then the third section of the 5-foot sidewalk from the west private road. On the West Private Road from the north to the existing trail on Unser. And it should correspond with this sidewalk exhibit where we are providing the red as listed in there.
Thank you, Ms. Klein. DFT, any questions? Mr. Beazar, saw your hand go up there. Let me swear you in and then I'll give you an opportunity to testify. Do you swear affirm the testimony you provide in this matter will be the
I do,
truth?
sir.
Go ahead, sir.
This is Shahab Beazar. I just had a question. Are we putting the actual road improvements on the infrastructure list also, or just the sidewalk?
This is Kelly Klein with Bohannon Houston. Just the sidewalk.
Okay,
We
because
I don't think there's any road requirements at this time.
is the northern and the northern private road and the westerly are those already constructed or?
This is Kelly Klein with Bohannon Houston. Yes, sir, they're already
Okay. All
constructed.
right. Thank you. That's all I had. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Beazar. All right, Ms. Klein, back to you with any closing remarks.
The Kelly Klein with Bohannon Houston. No, we appreciate your time once again, and reviewing this and working with staff in order to get this accomplished. Ernest has been very helpful, in particular trying to understand the process for us. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Klein. All right, I'm going to close the floor on item number two, which is PR 2022-007141, minor plat application 2026-00003. I'm going to approve the request because the proposal meets the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations. This approval is. Sorry, this approval is predicated on the following conditions. Let me get caught up to you here. The application number needs to be added to the plat. Next, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. Next, the Albuquerque Geographic Information System, AGIS, office must approve the DXF file, and proof of the approval must be provided. Next, please provide confirmation of the existing conditions per section 5-2C of the DPM, and those are reflected on the plat if they exist. And a recorded IIA must be submitted. Ms. Klein, thank you for your participation on this matter. We'll have something in writing coming out to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a great rest of the day.
You too.